Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, it's important to recognize our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Dr. Felicia Phillips with MogulCon. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm excited to learn about MogulCon. Tell us what you're up to.
So we just finished 2 days, November 6th and 7th, of really working with Black women entrepreneurs, not just in the Atlanta area, but across the country, and really strengthening their bottom line, showing them not areas of their business that they need to focus on, but also helping them become the total CEO.
So now what drew you to serving the woman entrepreneur?
So what drew me is that I have personally been an entrepreneur for 30 years. And so I started my first business in 1990. I was at Georgia State University. And what I realized is that, unfortunately, with Black women-owned businesses, they lack the resources, tools, and relationships to move their business forward. And sometimes because they don't have those relationships and they've never run a small business, they're not sure about what maybe their next move should make. They have a skill, but they don't know how to run a business. And so based on my experience, I wanted to provide a platform that would give them those tools and those resources and relationships to really build profitable businesses.
Now, is that how the U.S. Business Women's Network came about?
It is. So with the network, it's similar to MogulCon. So MogulCon is the event. The U.S. Business Women's Network is the platform to help enhance those small businesses. So what we provide, we do something called the Black Belt Business Academy, which is a 6-month program for the modern day entrepreneur. There are online webinars. We have facilitators and experts that come in to really help them collectively and individually, almost as if you were like a mastermind group to move their businesses forward.
Now, you mentioned that a lot of women and women of color are lacking some of those maybe the role modeling and the expertise and the kind of the where the landmines are, because business is difficult under any circumstances. And for a group that doesn't have access to some of this knowledge and resources, it can really, you know, may make the difference between success and failure. When you're working with the women, what is maybe some pieces of advice that you give that is pretty much universal?
So one piece of advice is to have a strategic plan, because we know that 70% of businesses fail because they don't have one. And so with the strategic plan, we're going to do the SWOT analysis. We're going to look at those strengths, that skill set that you have, what you do better than anyone else, and really develop your unique selling proposition in the marketplace. But we're also going to look at those threats that happen in the marketplace. We're going to look at trends. We look at those weaknesses. What areas are you not efficient in, and you need to bring in help? And then we look at partnerships. We look at how you tell your story in the marketplace. So we go through that strategic plan so that when they walk away, they have a roadmap and they really know what their next steps are going to be. Because for a lot of businesses, they have experienced some significant success, but it doesn't mean that that success has continued. And so maybe they've plateaued. And so what the strategic plan will do will help them to get back on track if that happens to be the case.
Now, does your network primarily serve women that are in service businesses, brick and mortar businesses? Are they manufacturing? Is there a niche that they take part in? Or is this kind of a pretty much industry agnostic group?
Yeah. So to your point, I would say probably 60% of our businesses are service-based businesses. And then from there, we have from everything from e-commerce to brick and mortar, restaurants, wellness. So we have a good mix of businesses there.
Now, at the MogulCon conference this year, I would assume that it was virtual. conference.
Yes. Yes, it was.
Now, the pros and cons of that, the pros are now you got the world at your fingertips. They can participate anywhere in the world, really. And then the cons are it's not face-to-face. It's not kind of, you know, that shake your hand kind of experience that some conferences have and benefit from. So tell us about the having a virtual conference. What was that like?
So I will tell you, you know, in your mind, when you're thinking of what you're going to do, it's always easier than when you have to actually pull it off. But I want to say we have a great team. So what we did, we partnered with Higher Ground Events to make sure that we're not just bringing it to you virtually. You know, we understand that virtual fatigue is real and that, you know, people are at their computers all day. So the first thing we did was we created an app, which allowed the viewer to watch it either on their laptop, an iPad, or take it with them on the go by watching it on their mobile phone. The other thing was we continued the experience by providing not just what was happening on the main stage. We also had webinars in the portals, free downloads that they could take advantage of. And we gave them during breaks the opportunities to meet with other business owners as well as meet with corporations who are looking to put out their supplier diversity initiatives by sourcing minority-owned businesses for work with their corporations.
Now, how much of your value is in helping kind of your members leverage those enterprise level companies and kind of matchmake for them to get at least be considered for those folks that want to do business with minority vendors?
Yeah, that's a big part of MogulCon. So it actually starts before the conference. What I do is I work with these businesses, one, to help them obtain the necessary certifications that allow them to become corporate ready. So we get them certified with WeBank. We get them certified through the federal government, NMSDC, so that when they are interacting with these corporations, that the corporations not only understand the value in their product or service, but also have that added bonus of them being certified through a national organization. And with that, that helps them to meet, it's a win-win, if you will. It helps them to meet their goals for diversity spend, and it helps our companies that we serve get those corporate contracts and diversify their portfolio.
Now, can you talk a little bit more about that? Because I don't think that folks, especially women-owned businesses, really understand the importance of that activity, because that, by getting involved with a group like yours or GWBC or WeBank, any of those certifying organizations, if you do this and you have a service that you can sell into a big enterprise, you can become a million-dollar business almost overnight.
Yeah, and we see that happen a lot. I mean, literally, I've seen people go from their kitchen table 5 and 10 years later being worth several hundred thousand, even millions of dollars. And what the process does is it helps you to realize the components that may be missing from your business in order to do that. See, a lot of small businesses, when they make that decision, especially for women, and I want to talk about women specifically, they go out into business maybe because they have a passion or they're trying to make ends meet. So maybe they have a job and it starts out on a part-time basis, but then they really discover that they have something. So at this level, when we start to introduce them to those certifications and the power of them, meaning that now you have a product or service that a corporation wants, but maybe you didn't have enough juice, if you will, to get your foot in the door. The certification not only helps you to get your foot in the door, but to have a seat at the table. And to your point, yes, we've seen these businesses go from to 7 and 8 figures. So it is an opportunity that should not be remiss or passed by, because it can be the difference in changing the trajectory of your company.
And a lot of times these enterprise level corporations will give you the roadmap and tell you exactly what they need you to do or they need you to change in order to get their business.
That's right. And one of the things that I like to encourage small businesses to do is not just go in and be a supplier, but to be a strategic partner. You want to be known for solving challenges and providing solutions. And so we as small business owners, we've got to think differently, no matter if we're a minority business or not. We've got to approach these corporations understanding what their pain points are and being able to provide a solution that makes sense and that is going to affect their bottom line and keep them in the black.
Now, this must be extremely rewarding work to see the impact you're having on so many business owners and people that might be struggling that now have a place and a resource that can help them get through tough times. Has the pandemic impacted some of the advice that you've given or some of the services you're providing to your folks?
Great question. So let me tell you how I work with the people that I work with. In the beginning, when the pandemic hit, I gathered everybody together and I told them, listen, you're going to have to do one of three things. You're going to either continue with your business model, tweak your business model, or bring on an entirely different business model. But you got to make a decision quick. I'm glad to say that because we went from this approach, we didn't lose any of the businesses that are in our network. In fact, most of them made more money during this time than they had in previous years. So what that goes to show is back to what I said a few minutes ago, we put a strategic plan in place. And even with them having to pivot, if you will, we were able to use the power of the network in if they were providing a product, make sure they had a proper supply chain where they could bring on new products and services, because that was one of the areas that small businesses were affected, was not being able to get their products in a timely fashion, or their products being held up in customs. So we were able to help our small businesses get past that and continue on to profitability.
So now I know you work on MogulCon. Is there any other initiatives you've got going on?
Yes. So we're excited because earlier I talked about the issues that minority-owned women businesses face. So we are launching in January the 1 Million Dreams Foundation for Black Women and Girls to really help them get more affordable coaching, if you will, access to capital, and get those networks in our cohort programs that we'll be offering them to really help them leverage their business in the marketplace.
So now, are you also consulting maybe businesses individually? Do you do any coaching along those ends, or is it all about the network and these larger
initiatives? No, we do individual coaching. That's a great question. We do individual coaching. I like the reason we're doing the foundation and coming from that approach is because what we realize is everybody can't afford private coaching, but we do offer that to our network.
And then if somebody wanted to learn more, have a more substantive conversation with you or somebody on your team, what is the best way to get a hold of you?
You can go to FeliciaPhillips.com or you can go to MogulConLive.com and get the information.
And that's Felicia Phillips, FeliciaPhillips.com.
Yes, that is correct.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story. You're doing such important work and we appreciate you.
Oh, I thank you for having me and sharing your platform.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see y'all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, this work would not be possible without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.